I mean, the fact that I can spend a night with my ex means that I still have like leftover feelings.
Maybe he just has a really nice.
If it's HA, HA can, but must be in small. Like, you cannot put HA, HA in cap because it's like haha and
haha. Hee don't come home.
He is quite famous.
How about hee hee, Michael Jackson or you cough?
Yeah.
You are single, right?
No.
Oh,
the girlfriend. My girlfriend's right there.
Oh, sorry.
Say hi. Welcome back to the Garage Show, the world's number podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today we are at Harry's. Woohoo!
Yep.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, everyone got their drink, everyone. We're going to talk today about NUS Whispers.
Wow.
Have you guys heard of NUS Whispers?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you are from NUS, right? Who is from NUS here? Just you?
Yo, NUS. So, like, got the...
So, not really.
Which are better, Yo, NUS or normal NUS?
Yo, NUS is the smart people.
Just that. Just
that. Oh, so she's smarter than you.
Wait, what is Yo, NUS?
No, it's just a collab between NUS and another school.
Is Yale NUS?
Y-A-L-E, Yale.
Oh, not the banana Yale.
Okay, so we're not talking about bananas today.
Yeah, so I've heard of NUS Whispers, TLDR.
Okay. Yeah, so can y'all explain, as Yale NUS and NUS alumni, what this NUS Whispers is?
It's like a secret confession pitch. It's like Reddit, but for NUS.
Uh-huh. Do you all partake in all this last time?
No, but there's always people who like sends all these screenshots
for
of
NUS.
Like, yeah, so, something like that. So yeah. People will say like, oh, you know,
it's a website, dude.
No,
this
people create their own stories, or is it based on?
It's like confessions.
It's like confessions.
Confession. Now, okay, so today we're gonna share. This one has a dilemma to solve. They're asking for advice, okay. Right? Sometimes they will post and then they ask like, what should I do?
Wait, this one right? Posted by who?
Dilemma is by
anonymous.
Yeah, but they got. Male, female?
No. She's a female, but that's all I know because it's so, just like a number.
Is she really asking for advice?
Probably not lah. Right. Probably just want solutions, right? Girls just want as a reference to the far. Wow, that pissed me off. Yeah. Now, okay, I'm gonna skim through it. So I have a dilemma that I need to solve. You know, I broke up a 5 years long-term relationship half a year ago because of like toxic. Standard things that girls say on their IG. 4 months after the breakup, they had zero contact. But then, basically, right, she was still very much in love with him. She tried to go on dates and meet friends constantly, you know, keeping themselves occupied, etc., etc. Fast forward, right, about 2 months later, she got into another relationship. Okay? So, in this relationship, everything was going well. On paper, everything was fine. The guy was okay, you know, and everything like that. However, there was a night that they had their first ever kind of spat, lah. Little argument lah, huh? And just nice the ex jio her to meet lah. This is at a late night lah, right? So they jio her to meet. So they went to his place. They started to have some drinks.
And then they basically started
smashed.
Did the thing lah, huh? Things that adults apparently do.
Smash as in they smash the alcohol, they fuck.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, here's the kicker. I think this one is quite a normal story, right? But okay, here's the thing, right? Fast forward to a few weeks later, right? Our friend misses the P, you know? Didn't get the visit, if you know what I mean. Went for a test and was found to be pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to read from what this confession say, right? Here's the thing. She told her current boyfriend, and the boyfriend was just like, yeah, you know, like we can keep it, I'll raise it as my own and everything like that. I don't know whether they are still in NUS because it's NUS Whispers, but I'm hoping that they're older so that this is less fucked. But so at the end of the day, I decided to keep it with my boyfriend and never let the child know that the real father, who the real father is. But the ex found out about the kid and insisted on marrying me
and raising the child together, saying that it is his birthright to do so because he's the bio father and things might change now and he will change for me and the baby.
Whoa.
He wants to file a lawsuit if we don't agree and will do whatever legal means to gain rights over me and the child.
Baby but haven't born got lawsuit already. This fella is suits, man.
Yeah, so the question is not whether keeping the baby or kicking the baby, but it's just a question of like, what should she do? Should she grow up with the bio parents, or what would she do in this situation, boys?
This is a fucked situation, lah.
As wait, in, does the current boyfriend know that the kid is not?
Yes, yes, yeah, yes, yes. He knows the whole situation.
And then he
and
wants
he's like
to marry.
To
but then the ex also want to marry. So this girl very popular.
So who are we in this situation? The guy.
You are the girl. You're the girl. Everyone is a girl here.
I'm the girl.
Damn.
I will tell my current boyfriend that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, no, I don't want to have children, so I will straight go for abortion first.
Okay, we're quite consistent on that. Okay, right. We'll move on with that because I knew that's where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Right. What about you, Adria? In this situation, what would you do?
Well, I got to think about it, man. It's very loaded.
That's the whole point of this show. We think about things. What would you do? I'm putting on spot. No one else can answer except for Adria. 3, 2, 1.
So I okay. If it's me, already. It's me, right? Then I wouldn't get together with my ex. I would definitely not marry my ex. Definitely.
So but will you choose to raise?
Will you tell the child though?
I would.
But will you tell the child?
I would lah. At what age I think is debatable, but like I definitely don't think it's like healthy to keep it from the kid, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jules?
Wow. I don't know, man. I will evaluate like who I love more.
Oh my God.
The fact that I can spend a night with my ex means that I still have like some like feelings. Leftover feelings.
Maybe he just has a really nice car.
Oh my God, no way.
No?
Maybe his
car.
Dick is like
car, yeah.
Oh yeah, maybe his dick is big.
No, just like car.
But if he's richer, then I don't mind. I'll choose the richer one.
The richer one. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But honestly, to me it's like I actually would rather marry my ex because it's kinda hurtful to the current guy that oh he wants to marry me but he's gonna raise a kid that's not even his.
But what if the current guy is richer?
Damn.
Put things into perspective, eh?
But okay, the current guy is richer, but your ex, right, the lanciao, bagus gila.
You can use your current guy money and make his cock go bigger.
Wow. But I feel like at the end of the day, for girls, right, maybe we are more emotional. There is still one that you will love more, regardless whether is it your ex or not. Maybe all along you love your ex more, but because this new guy is richer, you think that you're in love with this new guy. But that explains why she went back to her ex, right? So maybe actually she loves her ex. Then just get married lah. Not happy right. Then divorce lah. That's
so
why
what will you do?
I will. If I love my ex more, I will just marry my ex instead. Then break up with the new guy and hope the best for him lah. Hopefully he find a woman that loves him more.
Okay, well you brought up something that I just suddenly thought about it because I got a debate with my friend about this before.
Mm.
Okay, so
the
you said that
thing,
the
right?
cheating thing, right? It's like both is at fault because you know one cheated on their partner, that one quite clear cut, that one's at fault. Then the other champion, right, the ex, right, contributed to the cheating, not just the cum, but actually contributed to the cheating and the sin as well. So right in a case like this, I want to ask you guys one thing, which is like. Is the person that you are cheating with, assuming that they are not attached, are they morally wrong too? For example, if I cheat on my partner with someone, right, is that person at fault too, or is it just purely my fault?
Purely your fault.
Purely your fault. What do you guys think?
I think both. Because that person probably knows that you're attached. Yeah, unless that person doesn't know
you're
attached.
Yeah. Unless the person
okay, if they know, then they are also wrong, man.
Yes.
If they know, yeah.
But the game's a game, though.
I don't think they are wrong, though. Because they are single and they can fuck whoever they want.
Exactly.
And the person who's attached should be 100% liable for this.
Yep.
But I wouldn't fuck someone. If I'm single, I wouldn't
fuck
someone
who's
attached.
That's you. But if a person who's in a relationship fucks someone who's single, I don't think the person who's single should be liable for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person who's single
both
can
parties.
Fuck whoever they want.
Yeah,
doesn't matter
parties.
Whether you are in a relationship or not. Because
but then you are like the I don't know what is it in English. You are like the 小三 that ruins the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of the word. Yeah.
Yes, but they don't have to care.
It's not your relationship.
It's not their relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, morally, of course,
morally,
not a good thing.
I will feel bad lah.
But
why.
I don't think they would be liable for it.
Liable to what?
Having sex with someone who's
having,
attached.
Like fucking someone who's married or attached.
But you say morally wrong already, what? Then they are liable.
Yeah, la, but...
You know that you're doing something wrong already, so you feel like morally is wrong.
Yeah,
ma?
But technically speaking, they don't have to worry, what? Because they are single, what? They can fuck whoever
but
they want.
But too bad, you live in this world, like if you cheat with somebody's like...
That's because you choose to want to live in this world.
Yeah, so it's wrong.
No, but what if you are living in your own world? You are single, you fuck whoever.
It's my own one. Okay.
Okay. Okay. The clearest example is like if your friend tell you that he just shagged one girl, right? Then after your fist bump and everything, right? Then he tell you like, oh, actually that girl attached, that girl married. Mm. What would y'all say?
I'll ask him, what the fuck, bro? What is your problem?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why le?
I'll be like, there's so many other single girls out there for you to fuck.
But she hot le.
So many other hot girls.
You know, okay.
But she wants to be
what? This is what my friend tell me. Like, my guy friend, he tells me he really like girls that are attached.
Oh yeah, no, there are people like this, right?
Wow. Because he thinks that it's harder to get a girl that is attached than it is to get a girl that is single.
Also, he likes
for
the
obvious
challenge.
Reasons, right?
Yeah. So he really likes a challenge.
Oh.
And then like there is this girl that like went to him and like, I want to break up with my boyfriend. When the boyfriend was standing beside her in the club, but then the boyfriend was like very drunk, and then she was like, if I find a guy, right, I need to find someone like you. Then telling my friend when the boyfriend beside.
Damn.
So yeah. Did they do something or not that night?
No, they didn't.
Then why she tell?
Exactly. So what is this girl trying to do? That means the person who is attached, they play a part in like.
Are they more at fault though?
Yeah, definitely more at fault. But I feel like it also depends on the person that, you know, invitation to treat.
Yeah.
Actually, if the fellow wants challenge, we should probably go for a 92-year-old great-grandmother with like 7 kids. Yeah, 7 grandkids. Because that is a real challenge.
I like that throughout this entire conversation, right? That's what you're thinking, like, if you want challenge, no, how do I help this guy?
Why go for a married woman with one husband? When you can go for a 92-year-old woman with like 7 ex-husbands.
Yeah.
20 grandchildren.
Like 20 grandchildren.
I mean, 7 ex-husbands. I think there's a graph, like. Once you get 7, right, it gets a bit easier. Maybe it's 2.
Okay, 2 ex-husband.
2 ex is the max challenge. Maybe like the guard is the maximum.
I think that would be a challenge. Why go for one regular?
Yeah, but he wouldn't mind like fucking girls that are attached.
And?
Then he shouldn't mind when, like, you know, they get stormed. You know, you know those
or if, he, yeah. or if his or if his partner yeah. also sleeps around. Because I feel like then in that way, right, they're like leaning towards open relationship, really.
No, but not sleeping around. He's single.
Yeah, he's single.
No, it's not open. It's not open. But if you want to do this kind of thing, then you get ready, lor. One day, like, you're fucking in the hotel, then suddenly, like, got people, like, come in the room, then take video, and, like, what's going on? You know, that kind of thing. You know that kind? Like, catch your both naked. That kind of chicken.
People coming into my room and then taking videos.
I've never experienced this.
I will sue the fucking hotel.
Who just comes videos. In. Oh my god, you don't
so
watch
you're the single
videos.
Guy, right?
No,
so
sorry, I don't watch cheating videos.
You're fucking a girl that is attached.
In my hotel room, which I paid for.
Yes.
And then the guy bush in and be like,
oh, yeah, I'll be very happy.
Oh, really?
I can sue the fuck out of him and make his fucking family bankrupt.
Okay, never mind. Just say that y'all just finished whatever y'all just did and then y'all just went to like go supper. Then the husband of the wife,
you're walking out of the lobby already.
They catch you.
Walking
then
out of the lobby?
To, like, whack you and everything already.
But I walking what?
No, but you just finished
a
deed.
Am I walking like this?
Don't care. You just finished a deed with his wife. So then he come and wake you up.
But how you know? I just walking what?
No, he just know.
He said
so if you want to play this kind of thing, then you better get prepared to kind of wake other people. You know what I mean? So I think it's wrong.
Okay.
No, but have you ever watched this kind of videos before?
Like
you
what?
Like Malaysia got
caught. Yeah, caught in like 4K kind of.
Yeah.
Have you seen?
It's an American show.
It's like very exciting.
Yeah.
No, it's not a show. It's like like those TikToks. Yeah. You know? Then you see like people like, oh my
the
god,
the airport
I
one
see
also.
I see him now. Then there's like someone like planting a camera. You know, like it's all planned.
I think our algorithm
is different.
I'm so curious about this,
bro. My algorithms is like. Like send this cute frog meme to someone. I feel like I don't know how, right? I'm not even I'm not even into frogs or anything, right? But my fucking explore page is just full of frog videos.
Yeah.
Like, it's just random frog memes. And then apparently there's a big froggy community.
Yeah,
dude. I'm
thriving in it, bro.
Oh wow.
I'm just kind of existing around it. You guys get all these cheating videos, dude, like of frogs.
Okay, wait. Before we continue, right, I just have one question for you guys. And I because you brought this up just now about your explore page, right? Do you do you ever judge people from their explore page?
Yeah.
No. Like I know, is it like those people that you open their TikTok and everything is like all those booby girls kind of thing?
Mine always is just watches because I like watches and then... No matter what, there's always one video, right? You know, because there's one video that we're playing. And then it's some
then that video must be those girls that like from the back
the
wear cloak kind.
But I don't engage in this kind of fucking content.
like, they don't engage, then it won't appear there already.
No, I refuse to believe that because, like, sometimes, right, you know, you ever, like, when you are, like, there's a new hobby that you're thinking, okay, I'm thinking about outdoor stuff. Then you start searching about outdoor stuff, right? And then, right, your explore page will be some outdoor stuff, and then a bitch with titties. Like, there's always no titties.
It can be a cute girl, but no titties.
I am part of a theory.
Then got a hole down here.
No! Like, it's just like, fit chat kind of video is okay.
Yeah, with titties?
No, with no titties.
How can a girl be there doing fit chat without titties?
No, like, she won't show. Because...
If she show the titties, it's against community guidelines.
No, because why you see this kind of video? Because when you see one, right, you stay longer than you're supposed to.
Nah. I promise you,
that's
I
why
don't...
They like, I know
yeah,
you like
why?
This.
Why then, like, random... Okay,
no, but
then,
I, yeah, yeah, but I agree with her.
So much like shaking their titties. When you brought your parent to their first experience in Bangkok. Oh, this is actually quite funny because they're shaking their titties in front of their the dad.
Yeah, then the dad pretending like he doesn't like it.
They're putting money in the titties now.
Oh,
I can't include this in the video, but I'm just telling you what it is, lah.
Why you cannot include that in the video?
Oh, because it's.
I mean, she's just doing her job. What? Yeah. Are you discriminating?
No, I'm not. I'm not. If you wanna shake your titties in front of people's parents, I think that's okay. Just make sure that you don't bring them home. Then you cannot expose to the airport.
That's a regular Tuesday night for me.
Yeah. Okay, do y'all judge people's explore pages, ladies? Honestly.
I just did.
No.
She literally just did.
I just did.
No,
hey, but what? My TikTok never win your heart, man.
Because TikTok is not like, you don't use it every day.
Because you don't know how to save.
He don't know how to save. He don't even know how to comment. No, probably don't know how to like also. Or follow.
There's no use for me to save
what's
videos.
No, scary, right? Is your following list also sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
See.
No, never mind.
Hey, that one not fair because I feel like I follow a lot of female creators. So that's
well,
why.
No one's.
Yeah,
follow
my Instagram.
What?
I don't
but
know
why the
following
creators, are they those like the profile picture is those. Like,
yeah, but no, they do professional photography.
No,
yeah, bikini
is professional capacity. Like they some of them can do stuff like that. But at the same time, I also know them on a professional capacity. Oh. So it's just like they happen to do this kind of content, no?
Right.
And we support
happen.
Them.
Yeah.
No, okay. But we support. Okay. We all our hearts and souls.
Okay.
Ladies,
next time when they do OF, then you also go and support, lor.
I mean,
subscribe.
I mean,
no, not to that extent. But we support by following.
Following.
I don't need to be watching.
Yeah, as you said, the only thing that he jacks off to is his bank account.
Yeah,
so there we go.
Warranted.
Nothing else. Is it a red flag for you, ladies, if the explore page like odd like titties out and everything?
No, not really red. I don't think it's a red flag
because I don't use my explore page and my whole entire explore page is females with titties.
With titties? Oh shit!
I mean, I think it's because I follow a lot of like creators, and that's why they are always on my explore page. So
okay,
I don't know.
I want to ask, what is so wrong about men liking bikini photos of women?
No, it's wrong if it's like my boyfriend or my husband. Other people do, I don't care lah. Like, my boyfriend cannot ah.
No, but haven't boyfriend yet.
Or
then you
boyfriend.
See the FYP.
It just shows a lot. I mean like, you're single, right?
No.
Oh,
the girlfriend is.
The
girlfriend's right there.
Oh, sorry.
Say hi.
So right. It's okay.
Why did you
right,
immediately assume that?
Anything he says, right? She's.
I can feel the
constant glare.
I can feel the death glare. Yeah.
Oh.
I have to consciously.
No, it just says a lot about yourself, lor. Like
men cannot be liking
that
bikini photos.
No, cannot
of
like. You can like one or two. It's okay.
Oh,
but you must out of 200 posts, maybe like one bikini. Okay.
Then I was like.
You 100 posts, you like 99 bikini posts, then cannot lah. You know
that was
I mean?
The one post though, frogs.
No, okay. So the FYP is mixed between bikini girls
and
something else.
Like cars.
Cannot.
Yeah, like cars
no, it cannot
or
be
motorbikes.
Like the main category. It should be like a, oh, suddenly
one
come out.
10.
Yeah.
So that if it's a 50% category means it's a no for you.
No. It says a lot about yourself. What?
No lot about men cannot be always
then,
watching.
But it says a lot about yourself. That's not what I got to say.
Actually, I'm okay with it though.
Like,
because, like if he like
all
business,
bitches.
Yeah. Because if he.
And they're all damn hot.
I think based on two conditions.
Yeah, my point is they are hot. Like,
yeah, I have two conditions because, right, I believe in this world there's always going to be someone that is hotter than your partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, for example, like, I think that the guy I'm going to marry is the most handsome guy in the world. But come on, let's admit it, there's always going to be someone that's more good looking than him. Right, so if I see a hot like girl on Instagram, I think that is unreal lah. So if you like the picture, it's like okay lah. And then the second thing you need to assure me is that I'm the hottest bitch in the world.
Nice. Huh? So
right. So you can tell me that oh, I know that this other girl on Instagram, this bikini picture is damn hot. she's so hot. But in my eyes, you are the hottest bitch.
No, okay.
So when y'all meet, right, it's like, hey, by the way, she them hot, right?
Yeah. So,
but you're hotter, okay?
You know, why is there a need to bring it up?
First, G-bye, like, before you come up with this shit.
Wow, hey, you're making me like...
No, as in, honest. No, he just like and chow.
Yeah, okay, wait. Later I go check my boyfriend one, then I tell you.
Okay.
I never checked before.
Oh, you never want to see before?
Never, eh?
Sorry, bro.
Oh my god, sorry, man.
My apologies.
My apologies.
Yeah, that's Jarvis's fault, man. Adrian, do you care about any?
I feel like it's like, as long as I feel assured in I really don't care. Like, if let's say someone asked me this recently on my stream, they said, like, if your boyfriend says hearts to other girls, how will you feel? Hearts, like hearts.
Like other people's streamer. Other chick streamer.
No, as in hearts, like in messages.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why are you messaging?
No, so like
they slide into people's DM.
No. Or? So like
his friends
or friends
something.
And they're girls, right? And then they like, you know, saying
like,
hey, stuff.
Thank you so much. And then he put a heart.
Yeah.
No.
And then they ask me if I'll be okay, right? Honestly, no. If I feel assured and I know that there's nothing between them, I'm okay.
But why am I saying right,
as long as they're sending to the guy friends, also okay.
Yeah.
It's like everyone, you know. So if he's the kind of texter and he's like the
he's
like,
affectionate, hey, like he's an affectionate.
Like sometimes when Clement texts me, he'll say, "Babe,
that was a mistake. It was meant for my girlfriend. I said I was updating her. I realized once she hasn't replied yet, then fucking Daniel replies. I'm like, fuck. Now I need to ask Daniel to fuck off at the same time. I need to explain to my girlfriend why I didn't reply her and ask her a message. I even screenshot what I said to her. All of a sudden, no, I said to wrong fella.
Wait, okay. I hope we at least send a follow up message.
Yeah, I
was fighting hard for my rights.
Yeah. I was like, fuck off. Okay, wait. So you say. Someone said something that's not you lost my train of
someone
thought.
Someone definitely said something.
As long as they're sending both guys and girls.
Yeah, so it's like I think they said like if they like bikini pictures, but I'm okay and they also like other pictures, like it's not like what I'm a bikini diehard fan, that's it, you know. Then
why not? Oh, just now you say the hearts, no, absolutely not.
No.
No.
It's just a no.
Like why is the blue colour heart, not the red colour one, the blue colour one.
Like, that's what's the difference? Heart. Blue not hard, man. Blue also hard, what?
Oh, I got no differentiation.
Why, you said the heart sparkles die. Okay.
None. No. By right, you shouldn't be sending any emojis.
Wait, cannot send emojis at all?
Cannot.
No, what if they are like best friends or like very good friends?
Why would you be best friends?
Hey, oh. See you.
Oh, shit. Cannot send emojis at all?
No, she's asking why would he have best friends?
Yeah. You got me. I'm the best friend.
Oh, wow. I respect
your partner.
I am the only friend.
Yes.
I'm very happy to be single.
Yeah. So is it okay if like I save my gay guy friends contact with heart shapes? Yeah lah, can lah.
Why?
They also guys.
You say you are. They also guys.
No,
they got
cock
what?
Like, you know that.
They,
no,
got one.
They can lie about it. What? So easy to lie that I'm gay.
Like, I'm gay, but she's not. Then they want your fault lah. You never like you never QC
then,
enough.
Then why are you supposed to brain fight? Must watch him suck someone off. Then, okay, this I can.
Like you just know, right? Like if it's not.
Yeah, but what if your like for example, that means what you're saying now is right. Your boyfriend or your fiance or your husband can save a girl's contact as her shape, cause the girl lesbian.
But yeah, can.
Then how you like, how you confirm whether she lesbian or not?
Yeah, like a thing sees their her shape. Can. But you say cannot emoji.
Can lie. No, we won't know. But if like, if it's, oh, you mean like he lied to me?
No, I don't know. I'm just sitting like, how can you check whether she's
lesbian
or not?
Adria is my friend. Then he said, hey, don't need to worry. Like, Adria is lesbian. It's fine. I will check with Adria la.
Hi, Adria.
What do you mean by check with her? What are you going to do?
So you just ask her.
Are you sure you're not straight? Yeah.
And then you will take her word for it.
Yeah, my girls.
You'll take her word for it.
In the first place, I should be the only best friend he have.
Right.
Oh, well, no
I would
other
love
guy.
To meet
or
your
girls.
Partners, yeah. I'm so curious.
Yeah.
No,
cannot.
Your dynamic is.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You cannot meet. Maybe we'll update you on this.
We stand, he stand, and the girls go in. The guys go in.
Wow. That, okay. So, we've learned today, right, that. Your partner cannot have other best friends.
I never say
that's the loudest thing that you
said. No emojis, okay?
No emojis.
Even like skull emoji.
For
For what? He don't even he don't speak like
or
that.
Or the so. Laughing the you know the boomer the like ha-ha. To put the haha.
Then I'm laughing.
Nothing more have more than 3 HA. Yeah. HU da.
If it's HA can but must be in small. Like you cannot put HA in caps. Like you know what I mean.
What if the first letter is cap?
HEHE don't come home right.
Because it's like haha and haha.
Or he is quite flirtatious.
He don't come home.
He is quite flirtatious. Yeah.
Of course, he is a
fool. How about he? Michael Jackson or you fuck off?
Yeah.
But I say he to everybody though.
How about Kiki? Kiki is even more flirtatious.
Kiki.
B-B.
No or no. The only thing I can say is haha is small.
It's a rule.
Jarvis is combusting.
This is why he doesn't want to get a girlfriend. Yeah. Who are no girlfriend.
Oh my god.
From the question, can I see titties? No, you can't even say haha, bro.
Yeah, I need my iPhone keypad to have one additional dictionary for like girlfriend things to say.
No, then why are you making so much effort for other people? Cannot. Wrong.
Did you mean haha?
Because I make effort for with. My friend.
No.
Heart shape. Do you mean I love my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Well,
oh my god,
I'm very happy that I've heard all these very different perspectives. But for today, we're running out of time, so we ended there. Thank you so much to Harris. Before we end off, I just want to throw it to Jarvis to say one thing, right? So 3, 2, 1, I'm gonna ask you a question, and you're gonna answer as quickly as possible. Then I end it off.
Okay,
right? 3, 2, 1, Jarvis, why you like this tete photo?
Why I like
tete photo?
I like the tete photo because she's beautiful with gorgeous tits. And I appreciate women with beautiful tits.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning into the Liquid Courage Show. Thank you to Harris for a lot of food and a lot of beer.
And cheers. The beautiful tits.
And the
cheers.
Cheers and thank you.
All right, guys.